In 1990, we became a training provider. We actually wanted to do positive parenting programs, targeting young parents, preferably before they became hapū. But we started off there, and but according to government criteria who fund programs, they say do this, we have to do that. And so our original positive parenting program became a lifestyle program for rangatahi, and we then put that training provider out there autonomously, but we gave birth to that training provider, and which is now Potama Training Centre. In 1998, we took on a Tamariki Order Well Child Health Program. We were invited as a preferred provider to put our hand up, and we did. And so we've been doing Tamariki Order ever since. The provider has additional programs that something like 24 staff, and about to then move the provider arm out to a trust, another trust. So we're going to give birth to another baby. And it fits that Ōtautahi Māori Women's Welfare League will give birth to these babies, which we have a watching brief over both organisations. Yeah, so we have a mixture of, in the provider, we have a mixture of staff, Māori and non-Māori. We have a mixture of clients, Māori and non-Māori. And we have clients from 0 to 3 years and one program in Parents as First Teachers program, 0 to 5 years in Tamariki Order Well Child program, 0 to 6 years in the Outreach Immunisation program, which targets hard-to-reach Māori. And then we have the car seat safety program, which targets all whānau, doesn't matter what nationality you are. Then we have mobile nurses, rapu ora mobile nurses, that targets Māori, 18 years of age and upwards, who have difficulties with heart disease, lung disease and diabetes. We also have programs like driving at Papa Nui High School, road code, not the actual practical, but the road code. We've just finished street talk program. It's similar to defensive driving. We have a health and nutrition program, which targets babies, rangatahi, and kaumātua. You know, babies are, we've got tumble times for toddlers. We have water play about to start next term for kaumātua, and Pilates and whatever Pilates is, but someone knows what it is. The other program that we've got is for at-risk rangatahi. At-risk rangatahi probably generates a thought that these are domestic violence, sexual abuse, you know, kids. Well, this is a different type of at-risk rangatahi, and that's trying to keep kids at school. And by doing that, we mentor them and help them with their homework.